put down the scissor. Do it. Oh.
Every time I get the urge to visit my hometown, I'm sure that all my cousins will try to track me down. My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear all those jerk-offs say,
"Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, your cousin
Fredo was my cousin, he couldn't make his bail. I was talking to his father, he said let him rot in jail. But I pitied his poor mother, she said I was a prince. I paid his bail, he's out of jail, I ain't seen the fuck.
Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny,
oh,
your cousin Vinny, it ain't that long, you must remember me. Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, hey, with your cousin bring your family.
My cousin Rose got married, she said they'd all be there, and they would love to see me as if I fucking care. They ate, they drank, they danced all night, my cousins had their fill, and when it all was over, you could guess who paid the bill.
Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny,
kids listening. Hey, how you doing? It's your cousin Vinny. Yeah, I'm here. The lady, I don't know where she is. I think she's parking her car or something, but oh my Lord. Got so many crazy things that are happening. Okay, I mean, this would happen to me. I mean, this would only happen to me. Funeral home, lost mom. A lady passed away. They sent her to the Blondie Funeral Home in Nutley. Then they wanted to send her to another funeral home in the Bronx or Brooklyn or something. And she's missing. Nobody has her. They said she was cremated. And then they gave them the ashes, and they were the ashes of a dog that got cremated. I don't... Some crazy ass shit. Yeah, they'd probably fucking lose my ass. But now they're so... I mean, that's a shame. I mean, could you imagine if they lost your mother? I'd be mad if they lost my dog. Never mind my mother. Oh, my God. How do you lose a body? I don't know. The crematorium was in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And while we're speaking of Elizabeth, New Jersey, it's probably the same crematorium that VIP Animal Hospital uses. I mean, all they do is burn you. I mean, you know, I guess everybody goes in the same oven. You know, they just, you know, like when they're cooking pizza, they put one on one side, one on the other, and put you on broil. I don't know. Do they broil you or roast you? I don't know. I would think they'd broil you because, you know, I don't want to think about it. But it's cold as hell here. April 8th? Yeah, wow. We're deep into April. And it's cold. We're supposed to get 2 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow. And, oh, yes. It's winter just is not, what did they say? Something comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. Something, I don't know, one of these months. But, I think we really got April Fool's because it's really cold. It feels like 28 degrees, I would say. So, Al Brown, if you're on a beach, you're a lucky man. You're a lucky man. You know what I mean? Let's see. Oh, you know what? Being the lady isn't here, I'll get to play. I used to love this song, man. This song, I remember this song over 50 years ago. It was a hot song. Yeah, I love
it. I'm
Georgia
a happy man. I'm a happy man.
I'm a happy man.
Oh, whoa, 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 my baby. You look so good. Oh, yeah, 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 my baby. Like I knew you would. Tonight when we go out, I'll feel so proud. Walking hand in hand down the lover lane. And I love you, baby. I love you so. Whoa, 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 my baby. Since you know, 'cause I'm a happy man. I'm a happy man. I'm a happy man. Yeah, baby, I'm a happy man. Why, yeah, I'm a happy man. Come on down and sing a song. Tonight if it's cold, we'll cuddle up close. And then I'll kiss you, baby. We'll be as one. Yeah, 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 yeah. Love my baby. We'll have such fun, 'cause I'm a happy man.
Man, I believe that was the Jive Five. Georgie Dolan, you like that song? Remember, I used to play it in Jenny's. Oh, you know, I just said, well, we're supposed to get snow, you know? We haven't had snow in April since 2003. Since 2003. What's that? 13 years ago. Holy shit. Something's wrong, man. It's that El Nino or something. El Nino, yeah. Well, something got to happen bad, you know what I mean? The stamps are going down 2 cents. They got a lot of balls. They're from 49 cents to 47 cents. Don't make any sense. Do I get... I don't know. That don't make any sense to me. To lower the stamps 2 cents. Oh, you know what they'll do? Everybody that listens to me is usually on Social Security. They'll probably ask you how many stamps you use a month and then decrease your Social Security because they lowered the stamps. The government, man, they're slick asses. They do all this crazy shit. Oh, man. Oh, my God. I had one of them things yesterday. You know, you go in the tube with the knocking noise. M-I-R. M-E-R. I don't know. One of them something or another. But, man, I didn't like that shit. I had to stay in there like a half hour. Boom, boom. It sounded like, remember when they used to put the heat up in the old houses with their radiators? You hear the bang, and it sounds just like that. Bada bang, bada boom, bada boom, bang, bang. I don't know. I think we're going to get that snowstorm shortly because my TV looks like a bunch of rice checks. Yeah, you know rice checks? It looks like a bunch of rice checks. I can't get a picture. All I do is get, like, little squares. I don't know. TV in the living room is working. TV in the bedroom, I got little rice checks on the screen. I'm all screwed up here. Oh, I get to play another song. You know, I love when Lee's here with me, you know. Lee Feldman, you know Lee Feldman. But when she isn't here, I get to play all kinds of good shit without hearing her cry. Here, this, you know who this is for. Keep you guessing.
To all the girls I've loved before, who travel in. They came along. I dedicate this song to all the girls I've loved before. Well, the girls, they weren't correct. And may I say I felt the pain for helping me to grow. I owe a lot, I know, to all the girls.
Change continue growing.
Kim alone. We dedicate this song to all the girls we've loved before. To all the girls we've loved before. With trouble turning up out of the blues, we're glad they came along. We dedicate this song.
Well, you know, let me clarify that. A lot of my girls were dorks. I don't mean they were ugly. My girls were pretty. My girls were voted most beautiful, or however they put it, in school and all of that stuff. But most of my girls, like Dee Dee, my Doberman Pinscher, she was a female, and she was with me for 10 years. So, and that's who I'm referring to. But while we're talking about Dee Dee and dogs, and don't forget VIP Animal Hospital, seriously, Dr. Tony. Because, like I said last week, someone was having trouble with their pet, and they were looking for a good animal hospital and a reasonable animal hospital. I mean, I went to the one animal hospital there in Matawan or somewhere down there, and it was like $5,000. Good thing I gave them an American Express card, and I wind up beating the credit card people. They still want their 5Gs. But, hey, I did like Robin Hood, man. I do what I had to do. You know what I mean? I was going to let my dog die, and I wasn't like that guy today. 73 years old, guy from Connecticut. He robbed the bank. He robbed the freaking bank, and then he went back to the old age home. Maybe he was getting bored in there or something. I don't know. But you got to have a lot of balls to rob a bank at 72 years old. Yeah. Up in Connecticut. Remind me, don't keep my money in the Connecticut bank. Might get robbed. I don't know. So how do you like it? What? Do you eat pizza with a knife and fork? How about that? Well, I don't know. One of them guys who went up for president, he was eating a pizza, and then he, not Sanders, not Trump, that other guy, we'll just call him the other guy, then he's eating the Italian bread, he puts the freaking bread back on the table, upside down. You don't do that shit, man. You never put your hat on the table, and you never put the bread sideways or upside down. Bread's like anything else, it's got a top and a bottom. What are you, that freaking dumb? Then he says, oh, yeah, anybody got a token? I want to take the subway. What token? We ain't had a token in 20 years. We ain't had a token. New York's going to eat that guy up. The other guy, not Sanders, the other guy. Sanders is pretty cool. He's from Brooklyn. I know I like something about him. He's a little brain dead, but he's one of them eccentric, you know, millionaires. They'd say I was brain dead if I was a millionaire. Now I'm just brain dead. But if I was a millionaire and brain dead, I'd be an eccentric brain dead millionaire. So pizza eating with a knife and fork. You know, I find myself eating pizza with a knife and fork. I have a plate. Partial plate in my mouth. And I can't eat pizza like you're supposed to eat pizza. Like, take it, you fold it, and you just rip it. You know what I mean? You know, like a shark. You can't do that. Your teeth will be in the pizza. Forget about it. The lady will go crazy if I did that. But I don't know. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, you know what? I'm going to enjoy myself today, you know. Let's see. You know, when I play these songs, whenever I do anything, it means something. Now, you remember that song, It's a Beautiful Morning? Well, I put that to real life. It was a beautiful morning. The girl Joyce was picking me up. I was 16 years old. I was in a youth residential house in Hopewell, New Jersey. It was called Highfields. And the house was Lindbergh's house. And I actually slept in the room underneath the room that they kidnapped the Lindbergh baby out of. I tell the truth. I'm serious. You look it up. The Lindbergh baby was kidnapped in Hopewell, New Jersey by the German guy, I think. And, well, they said it was all a setup. But I lived in that house for a year. And anyway, this beautiful song, It's a Beautiful Morning. I know, I can't sing. I had a furlough to come home for the weekend, and Joyce picked me up. She had a 60-65 Bonneville. And this song was playing on the radio. Oh, my God, what happened to it? Play it. Oh, my God.
It's a beautiful morning.
I couldn't do was sing. I remember Vinnie Vespucci and them all singing in the, you know, the stairwell that goes to the gymnasium, you know, in the old schools. You remember the way the old schools, they were like castles. So the acoustics, I didn't think I knew that word, huh? The acoustics were very, very, very good. And everybody is singing along. Anybody would have sound good. I mean, I'd even sound good. Come on, Bear, I know you want to be all up on me, but you can't do that. You step out of virtual studio, and it actually isn't just a virtual studio. It's like every one of my connections. And now you want to lay on the paper. You can't do that. Come on, Mommy, you want to hear another song? Come on, move. Come on, move over. Jesus Christ. And that's a boy cat. I don't know. Let me see. Oh, you know what I got? I got the horoscopes. You want to hear? I got some good horoscopes. You know, I believe in horoscopes. I honestly do. I believe, like, in that, you know, everything works around everything. Nothing happens for nothing. There's a reason for everything. Okay, Cancer. I'll read Cancer. That's the lady's sign. June 22nd to July 23rd. You may have your suspicions someone's trying to cheat on you. But don't go making accusations without evidence to back up your claims. That applies as much to your personal life as it does to your work. Deal only with facts. Ooh, wow. What a hell of a horoscope that was. Now, I'm going to read mine. Now, listen to mine. You need to talk and think more, especially on work, on the work front, where if you say the wrong thing, it could do your prospects a great deal of harm. Under no circumstances, try to defend a position if you don't know all the facts. You will lose. So, like, I'm in that position now. You know, I know something's up, but I don't know all the facts. Nothing, not like that. It's something else, a business proposition. And so before I know all the facts, I might as well just sit back and watch the show. You know what I mean? As long as I know I'm no player, I just sit back and watch life go by. That's the best way. It's like going in joint. When you go in a joint, you don't open your mouth. You go in there, you sit down, you watch, you listen, you see who's who, and that's it. Look at this. His name's having a film review with his daughter, Christopher Walkins. My man, Christopher Walkins. Yeah, I like Christopher Walkins. I did Saturday Night Live with him. I never forget. I told the whole world. I even called a friend of mine in Hawaii to watch it. I called my friend Frank Petalino to watch it. I called everybody. You know, they cut the segment out. Oh, man. I didn't go out of the house for a month. I was embarrassed. Hey, we didn't see you. I was there. Said it was real fish. And you know, you probably went to the bathroom. Yeah. I like these cops. These cops get busted, right? Guys, he's the head of the 19th precinct. The other guy is the deputy chief of housing. Another guy is the deputy chief of Brooklyn South. Another guy is the deputy chief of another deputy chief of housing. They were getting Super Bowl tickets. They were getting all kinds of stuff. One of the cops even had a menorah on the door of the precinct. Man, holy shit, I can imagine if I had a crucifix. If I was a cop and I had a crucifix in my room, they'd want to hang me. Yeah, funny story with the menorah. One time, I was staying with Lee, right? And I don't know, she went out shopping or something. She went to, Madison Avenue, one of them fancy dancy stores. And I said, she's got this old light socket, a switch on her the wall near her door. I says, no light goes on when I hit it, so it's probably no good. Let me take it off. I'll wash around it. I'll take it off. I'll paint it real nice. She came home. She hit the ceiling what you do to my menorah? What the hell's a menorah? I said, you got a little light switch up near the door. That ain't no light switch. You crazy. What you doing with it? I said, oh, I got it over there. I had it removed away, but I took it out of the car. And I didn't tell her. But, I get in trouble all the time. I try to do good, and I get in trouble. I don't know. Interns. Oh, yeah. Wait, I got it. I can't believe it. I keep looking at that story where they lost that guy's mother. I don't know. That's fucked up. Hey, I can't use any cleaner words than that. For, you know, to lose your mother. I mean, you know, it's one thing your mother dying, but then the fucking funeral parlor loses her. How do you fucking lose a body? I did that work once. I never forget it. I worked for Mullins Morgue. It was a city morgue. And I worked. My father had two limousines. And I worked the funeral that morning. So when I came back to the garage, they said, hey, Vinny, you got to pick up a body on Avenue C, down Neck. In Newark, New Jersey. So I go to Avenue C. They sent some guy to help me. The guy must have been 90 years old, 80 pounds, to help me. What the hell they sent me to help him for? I had to pick up somebody. I had to pick somebody up that passed away and bring him to the morgue. So it's a walk-up, one of the six-story walk-ups. Walk upstairs, real nice. Walk in the room. Cops are there. They got gas masks on. What the hell you got gas masks on for? I said, oh, my God. Oh, man. It was wintertime, and the heat was on full blast, and this poor deceased person was in there for about a week. And, when they passed, they apparently fell off the bed face first onto the floor, you know, on their stomach. So, of course, you got to turn them over to put them in that black, you know, the body bag. And this person was a large, this happened 45 years ago or something. So everybody must be departed. Anyway, I went to turn her over to put her in the body bag, to put her in the gurney thing to bring her down the stairs, and she stuck to the floor. Oh, my God. Oh, I was dry heaving. I was so sick. So we finally get her. We got to carry this lady down six stories, and she had to be 250 pounds, at least 250 pounds, and all blown up from being deceased in the heat. And finally, after about a few staircases, I just let her, I let her go down. Shroom, shroom. I mean, she was already dead. She's going to get hurt. You know what I mean? I get her to the morgue. We're talking over 50 years ago. Just literally, it was a ice box, a freezer-like, you know, like a cold, cool house that had ice in it. To keep the body, because they were dealing with all indigent people and unclaimed bodies. So I put the body in there, and I went back in. I said, yo, man, don't send me on that shit no more. But I threw up my guts. The lady stuck, she still half of her was on the floor back at the apartment. So he said, well, you're not done. I said, what do you mean? I said, trust me, I'm done. He said, no, you got to go get her pronounced dead. I said, trust me, she's dead. I'm telling you, she's dead. Believe me. Trust in God, she's dead. She's been dead for about a week or two. So he said, no, no, you got to get it. She has to be pronounced dead. Okay, I'll get her pronounced dead. Trust me, they'll pronounce her dead. So he says, well, you got to bring her back in the car. I said, well, I could bring the blanket. They could tell that it's from the smell that whatever's near here is dead. Anything within 10 miles got to be dead. No, no, you got to put her back in, up to the city hospital and bring her in the emergency room. They'll pronounce her dead and bring her back here. I said, well, I'll drive her, but I ain't carrying her. I ain't touching her. It'll take me 2 years to get the smell out of my nose. So I go up to city hospital. I walk in there. Real nice. Yo, I say, oh, I need a doctor. You, what's the matter? I said, nothing. I said, I got somebody in the car. I got to pronounce her dead. So you got to bring her in. I said, I got to bring her in. You want me to bring her in here, huh? He said, yeah, why not? I said, trust me. You don't want me to bring her in here because there are people who are over and out, you know. So he said, all right, let me check. He walked out. I swear to God, I swear to my mother's grave. He walked out. I opened the door. He said, oh, she's dead. And he signed the papers and let me go. I mean, I could have had that poor lady that's missing in there. He just signed the paper. I don't even think he put a cause of death. He put, I don't know what the hell he put. It was so long. Anyway, I was throwing up. I was throwing up for a week after that. But that's my story about my morgue. I had a lot of crazy-ass jobs. But that was a pretty good job. Because when you, especially if you had the body, if you drove the hearse, you didn't have to deal with the family crying and everything. You drove up. Now, everybody's been to a funeral. When you got the casket in the hearse, you drive up first, you empty the casket, and you leave. But if you got the family, you got to stay there, watch them all cry, and then you got to drive them all back to their cars or to where they're having a, what they call that thing, where they all get, you know, they all get lit up or eat, or whatever, depending on what nationality you are. You know, at age, they like to, you know what I mean? And the Jewish people, they call it, they have something else they call it. The Italian people, they call it, we'll go have breakfast. Usually they have a buffet and that's it. But I went to a real nice one once. My friend David, his mother passed away. And they had like a celebration. They had like a tape of her. Really, it was unbelievable. It was like a real nice party to say goodbye. I mean, she was cool. Dolly, yeah, Dolly was cool. Yeah, she lost 2 sons. Matter of fact, Dolly, who passed away, her husband, Bernie, he used to take us to Joe Pesci to cut our hair. Because Joey was a struggling actor at the time. This was 50 years ago. He was struggling hard. He was cutting hair. So he was sleeping on Bernie's couch. So Bernie said, well, you got to sleep on the couch. You might as well do something. Cut my son's hair and Vinny's hair. So when he was at the barbershop, we'd go there, and Joey would cut our hair for nothing. Imagine now, that haircut. Forget about it. But he respects me. He respects me. You know, hey, Vinny, what can I do? What could you do for me? Give me about 30,000, 40,000 the whole. know what I mean? But, you know, he goes through the motions. It's more than some of these guys. Some of these guys are stiffs. Oh, I think I submitted myself for work. It's called Kick, the name of the movie. I don't know, it's about Kung Fu. I don't know what the Kung Fu, I don't know nothing about that shit. But they wanted upscale Mac. I'm not upscale. I mean, I appear to be upscale, but if I talked, I don't think I'm too upscale. I mean, I could fake it. They ain't gonna give me lines anyway. They're just going on a look. But it's three or four days. And, hey, for $180 a day, I'll do it. I run a car for one of them cheap cars at Enterprise. Shoot up to the city. So if it costs me $30-$40, I make $100.50. Do that four times. $600 friggin' dollars. Really, you're gonna make $600 for working 3-4 days. If you know a place where you can make $600 for working 4 days, give me a mess. Send me a message. Let me know. I know that guy from Connecticut that robbed a bank. He must have made more than $600. But I'm not robbing no bank. Fuck that shit. Too old for that. I would get into that. But it's a long story. All right? They picked me up for robbing a bank once. Son of a bitches. Yeah. Pick me up for robbing a bank. Robbing a bank. What the hell? Oh, what are you doing? Something's beeping. Am I still there? Oh, I hope I didn't get off the air. Uh-oh, something's happening. Uh-oh. I hope we're still there. Well, I don't know. The weather's been pretty crazy. The weather's been pretty crazy. And I can't tell if we're here or if we're not here. I hope we're here. If you hear me, give me a call. 270-225. No, that's my house number. The phone number. 646-716-4343. 646-716-4343. There's no way of me knowing if I'm on the air. And I still got 16 minutes left. But I don't. What do I know? Oh, I know how to tell. Here, we'll do this. Oh, we're on here.
Yeah.
like that Blondie. Yes, I did. That Blondie was, she was a hot chickadooski. Yes, sirree. She was up from Hawthorne, New Jersey. She's another Jersey girl. Yeah, she had her problems, if you know what I mean. But God bless her. I like her. I like her. Oh, yes, I do. But I'm playing all these songs. I'm having a good time. I'm reminiscing. I'm thinking of all the old times. And I haven't played my Paisan song. I got to play it. You know him? Going bad with all that money. So, Frankie, paid his debt. What was it, $3-4 million? $3-4 million fucking 40 years ago is a lot of goddamn money. A lot of goddamn money now. He paid his debt. Now, that was me. I would have said, fuck it. Leave him. Bring the gondolas and leave him. I ain't gonna pay no fucking $3-4 million to save somebody. Forget about it. So if you're a friend of mine, you ever get kidnapped, don't call me for ransom. Forget about it unless they take food stamps. Oh, what a nice show. We got about 8 minutes left. I don't know. But you know what? One day you might hear this. You might hear this one day.
Oscar-winning actor Vinny DiVingo has just signed on with Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese, Meryl Streep, in all supporting actors to Vinny's leading role in Little Italy, My Heart.
Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you never know. I'd be satisfied with just being a stand-in.
No, oh. Janine, you're gonna get what?
What do you say?
I don't know, something about Janine's bad back.
Having problems understanding your Italian neighbors and coworkers?
Yo, venti qua, before I smack you.
Hey, you, come here.
Now, from the makers of Hooked on Ebonics, it's Hooked on Pisonics.
Hey, don't bust my Pauline.
Stop giving me a hard time.
Forget about it. The Vosney goes for nothing.
That's okay. You may have the basil for free.
Learn how to communicate more effectively with Hooked on Pisonics.
Hey, boss, let me get a superside, fresh mozzarella, gabagool on semolina. And give me the real provolone, not that fake shit.
Sir, may I have a ham and cheese sandwich on a long piece of bread? Oh, and sir, could you top that with a well-aged provolone?
Mingara, maron. That broad, faccia brute.
Faccia brute.
Oh my, that lady is unattractive.
It's true. We do need to find new ways to bridge the gap between all the different cultures that have gathered in this fine country of ours. Hooked on Pisonics will send you on your way to more fulfilling, satisfying communications.
My gobble cell. I want crispy.
I want crispy.
And I don't want no pino.
No
in my bajol.
I prefer my baked goat's head well done. And please don't put pine nuts in my slow-cooked rolled pork held together with a string.
Hooked on Pisonics. Make it work for you today.
Yeah, that was from my Z100 days. See that piece that you heard? That thing's 20 years old. Yeah, good, almost 20 years old, I would say that. Yeah, they used to play that on Z100. Yeah, that's when I was a big shot. Now I'm a little shot. I ain't even a shot. Forget about it. I don't know. I got to find a new bracket. I got to find a new racket. Let's see. Here's a real good one. Oh, I got to play this. Have to. Racky Castellucci.
I got you.
right down to the last second. My man Al Brown. Well, I gotta do Florida with you before I start working again, because I can't be making. Because I'm crazy. Once I start working, I don't stop. I like money. And oh, it's gonna be a bitch. From South Jersey to New York City, about 75 miles each way, 15-hour day, 4-hour, well, leave me 3 hours of sleep. I'll make somebody happy when I drop dead. Have some money saved. But you just have a nice weekend. Have a safe weekend. We have 10 seconds. Oh, my Lord, have a nice, safe weekend. And, you know, if you want to pray, you can pray. You can pray when something's good. Don't say, oh, God, when something's wrong. Talk to the guy like, talk to him on a regular basis. So, they, you know, if you need a little favor, you could crack on him, you know. You don't feel like I had talked to somebody today. I ain't talked to him in a couple of weeks. I say, oh, I, you know, but yeah, all right, you know what I mean. But all my friends that aren't feeling well, get sick, you know who you are. I mean, they're all paranoid. They don't want me to mention their name, but I have quite a few friends that are sick and in rehab. Not that kind of rehab. Rehab from operations and stuff. And please, I pray for you. I honestly don't. You know who you are. And I pray for everybody. Yeah. It's free. Might as well. All right. Take care. Have a nice weekend. Love you. And that's it. We're just going to end this episode. And I hope you enjoyed it. I did.